Some in the church today have obtained an idea that after a person is baptized into Christ, he or she does not need to do anything afterward. And certainly from the outside looking in, this is a doctrine that sounds really good, but unfortunately it's a doctrine that has no scriptural basis. Jesus taught not only what a person must do to become a disciple of his, but he also taught what a person must do to remain a disciple of his. Open your Bibles with me to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, we're going to begin reading there in verse 30. There we find that as he, speaking of Christ, spoke these words, many, that is many of the Jews listening to him, believed in him. And we're going to find here in just a second in verse 31 that believing in him was not enough. But he went on to say what a person must do to become a disciple of his, and as we've already pointed out, not only to become, but also to remain a disciple of his. The first thing we find is in verse 31, where we find that Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. That's the first thing that we need to understand about discipleship, that to remain a disciple of Jesus, that is a student or a follower, a learner of Christ, we must abide in his word. That is, we must continue to listen to what he says, and not only that, but we must also continue to do the things that are contained within his word. The next thing we find that a true disciple of Jesus must do is there in verse 32, where Jesus said those familiar words, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, what is that truth about which Christ is speaking? What is that truth that we are to know? Well, that truth includes a who, and it also includes a what. The who that truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus stated in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is that truth that we are to follow as his disciples. And also that truth includes the word of Jesus Christ, the word that came from the Father through Jesus. Jesus said in his prayer in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So a true disciple is going to know Jesus Christ, and a true disciple is going to follow the words that Jesus Christ has set forth. And finally, we find there, reading, picking up again in verse 33, that they, speaking of the Jews, answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Here we find that a true disciple of Jesus must be free from sin. And the reason is so important because sin separates us from God. That's what Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us, that the wages, the consequences, the payment we deserve for our sins is death. But thanks be to God that the gift of Jesus, or the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So to be a true disciple of Jesus, we must hear and obey the words of Christ. We must keep on doing that word or abide in that word, and we must be free from sin. The choice is yours. Are you going to be a true disciple of Jesus today?